Not coincidentally.
Twenty-second of Perek of Kelim, fourth Mishnah, Kisei Shokala Shiniti Chifuyoy. Bishamay Metarim, Beisilu Metarim. This Kisei Shokala is a fancy chair which the kala would sit on, and it had certain type of Chifuyim, which some type of border around it, and that's the way this fancy chair was set up. Maybe some type of armrest or the like. I'll call upon him. Bishami says it's still tame because it could still be used as a chair, whereas Basil says it was made for the special purpose and it won't be used anymore for that purpose once those parts are missing, and therefore it's tame. Shami Oimim Av Malbin Shel Kisei Tame. Shami says even if you just have the frame of a chair, it's also enough to be tame. Yeah. It could be ever be used for sitting on. Kisei Shekovel Bareva. If somebody nailed a chair into a big bowl, Bishami Metamin. Bishami says it retains its state as a chair, and Basil Metarim, they say that it's not a Kabbal Tumas Midras anymore because it becomes part of the Reva. Reva is a kli which is used for kneading dough in. Which is not Makabal Midras. Midras is something which is primarily used for sitting on or standing on. Shami Yomer Afa Osiboy. Shami says that even if it was made out of this big bowl itself, as they made the bowl, they made it out of pottery or not pottery, but out of wood or whatever, and they made a chair in it, even so, he holds it is Matama Midras because he looks at it as a dual purpose thing, which we saw before. That if it has an Ika purpose for sitting on also, that's enough to make it Tomei Midras, Mekabel Tomei Midras.